You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
We're excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Podcast Nation, to receive 10% off your first order, use the code PHARMACY10.
You're listening to the NASP Podcast. The Specialty Pharmacy Podcast is a collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy, the NASP, and the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The mission of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy is to improve specialty pharmacy practice by promoting continuing professional education and certification of specialty pharmacists while advocating for public policies that ensure patient access to specialty medications. As the healthcare industry's leading podcast dedicated to the pharmacy profession, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is proud to bring our listeners the NASP Podcast in partnership with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Sheila Arquette, the Executive Director of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy, and your host for the NASP Podcast featured on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Today, I am pleased to welcome Scott Sorensen, the Vice President of Specialty Pharmacy at HealthCrowd, for this podcast entitled Patient Communications, Automation Without Dehumanization. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you very much, Sheila. I'm glad to be here.
And can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I come from 20 plus years of being in the specialty pharmacy industry. I worked for a variety of large, small, and medium-sized specialty pharmacies, and I had an opportunity to work on the software side and provide services that would enhance the quality of product that we provided for specialty.
Wonderful. So, Scott, as you said, you've worked directly for specialty pharmacies for more than 20 years. HealthCrowd is quite a departure from your typical organization that you've worked for in the past. Can you tell us a little bit more about HealthCrowd and what made you decide to join this organization?
So what drew me to HealthCrowd was its ability to provide a software as a service, and it is a communications platform, which basically is a cloud-based delivery model. So what it allowed you to do is in real time communicate to your employees, your patients, or your members in real time. So you could use voice, video, or any kind of messaging to deploy a message to those folks and the ability to interact with them directly.
So the specialty pharmacy industry prides itself on providing high-touch care and product support services for patients with chronic and complex conditions. Why is automation such a viable solution for specialty patients in the specialty pharmacy industry?
Well, as you know, there's so much that goes into the care of patients in specialty, you know, especially when you're talking about high-touch. So when we're looking at that, you know, we're looking at something that's not displacing that high touch, but actually enhancing it. So when I talk about enhancing is the fact that instead of your folks spending the time trying to track down patients, you usually always have a crowd that's very compliant and that's wonderful, but you're going to always have that group that's complacent. So what they've done is through artificial intelligence and natural language learning is they have the capability of talking and customizing those messages directly to those patients that have an issue with compliance or adherence.
And what about the tasks that are sometimes burdensome to the clinical staff? How does it help with that?
Well, in that aspect, so a lot of times you find yourself, you know, if you do have the ability to text people, that means one phone number at a time if you want to have direct communications. So what we're able to do is send out multiple emails simultaneously in real time, each of them customized to those particular patients. And then if within that dialogue, if there's any specific questions dealing with their clinical issues, you know, it can be anything from adverse side effects to specific questions that you need to record for either pharma or for the health plan, it can be done via text. And then there can be a nanosite that's built. So a nanosite is basically a little mini app. And within that mini app, you can actually switch it on to where a lot of smartphones have a touch screen, and then you can touch screen the response, yes, no, or you can free type a response. And within that message is always, you know, do you need to talk to a pharmacist? And then we would give them a phone number in which they could call and talk to a nurse or a pharmacist to resolve that issue.
So how and why does involving artificial intelligence plus adding that human monitoring component equal better outcomes?
Well, when you're looking at it, so there always will be a human element to it. We're not at the point, I think, that AI is going to start programming itself, and we still need those engineers to program the software. But at the same time, with the artificial intelligence, it can learn. So the capability of people with expertise in the fields, and that's one of the great things about HealthCrowd, they actually hire experts in the different fields to the clients in which they're trying to look at, if it's health plans, if it's behavioral health, if it's specialty, and the joint efforts between artificial intelligence and those experts in the field come up with a much better customizable communication with those patients.
So how is the automation working so far?
Oh, fantastic. I can't speak enough about it. The thing that's really blown my mind is the volume of the scripts and how they can turn it around. And, you know, not only do they deal with specialty, but they also deal with health plans. And one of the great things is, you know, when you're dealing with HEDIS or if you're dealing with STARS, but even on the specialty side, when you're looking at your URAC accreditation or ACHC accreditation, there's always a component about patient compliance, adherence, and communication. So within that system, we can build those reports out for you and make sure that it's timely. You can go in and look at it at any point. And we can drive out reports in any customized way that you find suitable to meet your needs for the payer.
So can patients opt in or opt out of these services? How does that work?
Well, they have the choice of both. It's interesting, some organizations say, nope, just make them opt out, you know, send them the text and see how they feel about receiving the service. But most of the time, a lot of organizations prefer that they opt in just because this is a new solution. There are questions around HIPAA and PHI, but at the same time, always was taught that there's the four P's of PHI. There's the prescriber, provider, payer, and patient. So with the four P's in mind, knowing that we are providing a service, it's still touching the patient, that there should be the ability to opt out. But again, for legal and for the comfort of our customers at this time, if they prefer to opt in, that we were very comfortable with that, because we'll design campaigns that will draw interest into that.
So Scott, if you're looking in your crystal ball, what does the future look like, and what are some of your immediate projects or goals?
Well, a lot of it has to do around what we feel is becoming an increasing demand on specialties specific to performance guarantees. A lot of the things that I had done previously was manually put together these reports, either if it was an Excel spreadsheet, if it's a Word document, or whatever it may have been, but it was very manually intensive. So our goal is to kind of help with that, ease that and simplify it and make it reportable back to the payer. The other area I think is so essential, you know, when you're looking at drug shortages, specifically to IVIG, you want to make sure your patient is taking the medication as prescribed. But not only that, you know, if they're having adverse side effects or if their concerns have to be around, can they pay for their food or can they pay for the drug, then we can help eliminate that. So we're going beyond just the delivery drug, and I think we can start inserting social determinants, including, you know, do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food in your belly? Can you pay for your electricity? So those concerns and barriers that have prevented you previously from accepting the comprehensive level of care from the specialty pharmacy can be eliminated. And then we can actually go back to a holistic approach for care of patients and members.
So with all the focus on cell and gene therapy, is there a role here for your solution?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's pretty remarkable. There's over 800 gene and bio certification requests through FDA coming out in 2020. So what we're looking at is with pharma, of course, their request in clinical reporting is just as intense as any kind of payer. So what we can do is actually launch initiatives or campaigns that surround those specific drugs. So if there's a specific list of questions or concerns or reporting that need to go back to pharma specific to bio and gene therapy, then we can provide those specific information to the patient and record that, put it in a reportable context, and then send it back to the specialty pharmacy.
So is it safe to say that your focus is on de-siloing healthcare and bringing together those four P's, the patient, the payer, the provider, and the prescriber, and trying to communicate with folks where they are, trying to reach them where they are and communicate in the way that's most comfortable for them to drive the outcomes?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for asking that question. I think there is so much siloing in the healthcare, and I think the biggest thing is communicating. And if we have a solution that can talk to the four P's across the spectrum, then we have a winning solution. Within that solution, if we're breaking down the silos and the barriers from one entity, group, or organization to the patient or member, then it's a win for everybody. So with that in mind, I think with HealthCrowd, because their platform is there's no sustainability issues with them, and they do have a newer platform version, that when you're looking at that type of solution, I think everybody wins.
So, Scott, for those folks who are listening today, if they want more information, how do they get in touch with HealthCrowd?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful website. It's healthcrowd.com. Or you can contact me directly at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at HealthCrowd, one word, .com. And I would love to answer any and all questions that you may have.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Scott. And we loved hearing more and learning more about HealthCrowd, and really appreciate your commitment to increasing efficiency, right? And looking for ways to optimize outcomes, which results in a total, you know, decrease in the total cost of care for all of us.
And I appreciate this opportunity, especially with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacies. I think you guys do a wonderful job of having that bridge amongst the different specialty pharmacy groups and helping us come together for the same cause, and that cause is patient satisfaction. So.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the NASP podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow pharmacists, doctors, and healthcare providers dedicated to optimal patient care. If you have ideas for future episode topics, please email the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Send your message to publisher@pharmacypodcast.com.